into session two, the one I have to abstain from.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming, all five of you. Welcome to this meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Today is June 24th, 2013. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 10, 2013.
Kevin, can you speak in the microphone? I can't hear you. Just get closer.
I don't think, is it working?
Is it working? He's very spot. Yes, I'm trying. Increase your volume.
All right, I'll try again. Faxing the three newspapers designated by the board, posting on the district website and bulletin boards, and faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Ms. Spitzer, could you please do the roll call?
Mrs. Grant? Mrs. Kresty?
Yes.
Mr. Freda? Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Here.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Here. Mr. Higgins, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you again for coming. We actually have a very full board agenda tonight. We have a heavy slate of action items, particularly in facilities and finance and personnel negotiations. We do have an executive session at the end of the meeting. The highlights of tonight's meeting will be in facilities and finance for capital projects. You're going to see action items for grant applications to the state for capital projects, so money's to come available from the state. We're submitting to the state for approval of non-grant capital projects. You'll see multiple contracts, or we're voting for multiple contracts for out-of-district placements and professional services to the Board of Education. In personnel negotiations, you'll see several hires, including an interim director of special services. We wanted to talk about some good news in the district. 2 weeks back, we graduated another eighth grade class. Many of the board members were present at the graduation. The kids did a great job in Clinton Township, and we wish them well at North Huntington High School. Nice bunch of kids, energetic bunch. I think they're going to do well. One of the things they spoke about during the graduation was a gift that they're making back to Clinton Township of signage in the hallways with the theme of the pillars of character. I also, before we got started with the remainder of the meeting, I want to recognize Dr. Harold Tariff, who's here tonight with us. Dr. Tariff is on the agenda to be appointed as the Interim Director of Special Services. We appreciate him taking the time to come out, and we're looking forward to his leadership in special services in the district as an interim. So welcome, Dr. Tariff. Okay, moving on to the report of the Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Clark.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. I have, of course, our enrollment, 1622. It's moving up and down, one number. Each month it goes back and forth by one. We have a suspension report. It was a very active month. Bless you.
Thank you.
At Patrick McGarren, we had one 2-day suspension and 2 1-day in-school suspensions. We had 3 at Round Valley, a half-day in-school suspension and a 1-day out-of-school suspension. At CTMS, our middle school, we had 2, 1 in-school suspension and 1 day out-of-school suspension. We have a number of HIB reports. We had 3 investigations at CTMS. All were determined not to be HIB. We had 4 investigations at Round Valley School, all determined not to be HIB. We had no investigations at Patrick McGarren and two investigations at Spruce Run School, all determined not to be HIV. I'd also like to just comment, would it be appropriate at this time or in personnel to talk a little bit about Dr. Tariff? Now?
No.
Okay. I know that in personnel we had three of our board members meet with and interview Dr. Tariff. They were quite thorough and detailed, and he did a wonderful job telling us about his experience. We want to welcome him. He has spent over 40 years in education. He's been working in top performing districts such as Chatham, Randolph, and Bedminster. He supervises graduate interns as part of the adjunct faculty for the College of New Jersey, and in fact has supervised a number of our current special education teachers here, and he's had an opportunity, certainly at Patrick McGarren, to see our co-teaching model as a supervisor looking at his teachers. He has also been on the board of directors for the International Council of Exceptional Children, is a due process hearing panel member for the Delaware Department of Education. He received his doctorate in special education and school administration at Rutgers University. And he will be temporarily replacing Mary McLaughlin, who will start July 1 as the director of pupil personnel in Montgomery Township. So we're very excited that Dr. Tariff has been recommended to the board here. We know that you've looked at his resume and reviewed it, had an opportunity to review it. I wanted to inform you that we are in process of forming a parent-teacher interview committee that we're going to be screening qualified candidates for the permanent director's position. I already have a number of teachers and administrators who volunteered to be on the committee, and I have to get a couple of parents, and I'll recruit some board members. And we'll be set to go. I put another ad in this Sunday's paper, advertising it again. So hopefully we'll get some more applicants and solid candidates to bring to a committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Clark. I'm seeking a motion for action 13-SU-017.
Motion.
By Dan McTiernan and a second.
Second.
By Michelle Cressy. Any discussion on SU-017?
Mrs. Cresty?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
At this time, we have our first public comment section. Members of the public may approach the microphone and speak to the Board of Education about any item that's on tonight's agenda. If you can, please tell us your name and address, and try to keep your comments to 3 minutes. Any public comments at this time? Okay, seeing none, moving on to first recognition of the public. This is an opportunity to speak to the Board of Education about any item. It does not have to be on the agenda, anything that you might have on your mind that you would like to discuss with the board. Please approach the mic and tell us your name and address. Okay, there'll be an additional opportunity later on in the meeting if you would like to speak for the Board of Education. But seeing no comments at this time, we'll move on to the report of the School Business Administrator, Mrs. Spitzer.
The next date of our regularly scheduled board meeting will be on Monday, July 29th at 7:30 p.m. located here. On tonight's agenda, there will be for approval the minutes of May 20th, June 11th, as well as the executive sessions. We had two executive sessions on May 20th that are up for approval this evening. The treasurer's reports and the secretary's reports for the month of May are the BA motions for this evening.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Spitzer. Okay, I'm sure I get my motion, my action items right.
Mrs. Spitzer, did you want to mention the bidding process this summer and that we'll need to have another meeting in July?
Yes, we're currently going through the bidding process for summer projects. We had to re-evaluate the grant applications because we now have grant money available versus just the capital projects. So with that said, we will be advertising the bid specs for projects at each of the schools by July 1st, and we'd like to have a brief meeting to be able to look at and appoint contractors so we can go ahead and get the projects going so we have them done by the completion of school. The biggest ones are by the opening of school. The biggest one is going to be an ADA-compliant bathroom here at Round Valley for a class that's moving here from Patrick McGarren, and then the security cameras, the lock systems, and some of the things that we've discussed in terms of some security in our front entrance ways. Those things will be on the summer project list and going out for spec. So if anyone could, if you'd please check your calendars, the earlier in July that we can do it, the better. Monday the 15th looks like the best. Dr. Clark will be back from vacation. I will as well be back from vacation. Hopefully we can get a quorum then as well.
We currently have a curriculum meeting scheduled for 5:30 on July 15th. We probably could keep that and do the curriculum meeting first, okay. And then if we have a board meeting after. So I know we have some board members already scheduled for July 15th. If the rest of you could check your calendar, and then we could advertise it.
Okay.
Mrs. Spitzer, would you mind sending that out to the board?
Absolutely.
Because there's a few board members,
sure.
Or two board members that aren't present tonight. And just ask if to reply whether that date will work. What do you think, 7:30? 5:30 and 7:30?
I think so. Do you want to go with 7 o'clock or 7:30? Probably have some
have
policies.
I think we should. If we do the policies, we'll probably need until 7:30.
Okay. 7:30.
Definitively 7 o'clock.
7:30, I believe. Did you say 7:30?
Right, 7:30, because we have a meeting before that.
Is everyone else in attendance okay with that date?
I am. Yes.
Okay.
I have a planning board that night, but, you know, it could be canceled.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'm traveling the 15th.
Okay.
I'm out of the country.
Okay. So tentatively we'll put here.
Some excuse.
I'll tell you where in executive session.
Okay, so everybody can just please check for the 15th,
right.
And let Heather know if that date will work.
And I will send out an email as a reminder as well.
Thank
and
you.
We probably won't have a finance meeting before, but we need to schedule that.
Okay, we're seeking a motion for 13BA 042 through 13BA 045.
Motion.
By Dan McTiernan and a second.
Second.
By Michelle Sullivan. Any discussion on BA 042 through BA 045?
I have a question on 042. Heather, am I abstaining on 1 or 2?
I believe it's 2.
I want to make sure what the right one is.
It is 2.
2? Okay.
So would that be the two executive sessions?
Well, actually, the entire executive session, you were in for some, but out of some as well. So one was the public hearing.
So should I vote yes on one and abstain on two? Okay.
If that's your choice, yes. Abstention on two is.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Cresti?
Yes.
Can I hold you one second? Is there any other discussion on the BA action items? Seeing none, can we have a roll call?
Mrs. Kresty?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes, to Executive Session 1 and abstain on Executive Session 2.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Moving on to committee reports.
Kevin, before you move on.
Yes, Dan.
Just while we're at the VA, could we get an update on the barn?
Sure. You want to? Okay. We've been in contact with several organizations in the state of New Jersey in reference to the cleanup on the barn. We have a clear understanding from the historic, it's called HPO, which is the Historic Preservation Office, in terms of what we need to do if we plan to rebuild on that site. Their concern is more of the rebuilding versus the cleanup. We'll need to discuss in committees in terms of where we plan to rebuild, because if we plan to rebuild on the same site, we may need to save some of the materials as best we can that we could repurpose for the rebuilt barn. I'm also working with the DEP in terms of the archaeological covenants as well as the wetlands requirements that we have. We do look to be okay with all of those things. However, I'm waiting for a document in writing in terms of what we need to do to fulfill our obligations there. We do have several permits in those areas. So once we get all of those things coordinated, we will hopefully be able to go ahead and pull the trigger and clean up on, get it at least cleaned up to a point where we can then have the discussion on rebuilding. Also, what a new twist in the process has been is FEMA. Apparently, when it went to the DEP, we did write a letter to the DEP asking to ensure that we were in compliance with all of the areas of the things that we weren't 100% sure of, because we have a new administration and we've had a lot of correspondence with the state on this particular property. And once it went there, apparently there is a FEMA representative that is actually located within their office. So once it got there as well, we've received a letter from FEMA as well. So we'll need to have some discussions on how we want to proceed with that.
Are they going to give us, they talked about giving us some type of emergency clearance, because my concern expressed to them was that we are entering a new hurricane season. And my concern is that if they're not going to give us this clearance very soon to clean it up, then I would like to cover that area, because what I said to the historic group is that my concern was for the district liability and safety with that material fenced in but uncovered, and if there's another hurricane, then we'll have things blowing around that could be dangerous. So that concerns me greatly, and I said that I was beginning to feel that, not to make things more difficult, but I needed them to do an emergency clearance so we could get this done instead of kind of them meandering through the process.
Now, who is that, Dr. Clark? Is that DEP?
It's DEP and this historic group.
HPO, it's referred to as, which is the Historic Preservation Office. We have the first level of clearance from them. The added piece that we needed to become concerned with was the FEMA piece. FEMA has some requirements in terms of cleaning up the facility or cleaning up the area if we were to apply for FEMA funds. And that's some of the conversation that I'm actively having with the architect, and we'll bring it to facilities in terms
of how quickly we can get that. Concern about the equipment we would be using, and if that dug into this ground that has the archaeological covenant. So the issue is really revolving around equipment and the use of it and what we can use and not use to actually clean up the debris.
And what angle it comes from. So if you're half of the barn or a piece of the barn is wetlands, so if they come from the driveway side of the barn, it is not. So that has to be very, very clear when we go ahead and go with this process.
Okay, and with the degree we have any control, everybody knows we want to get that thing out of there, especially before additional storm weather. So to the degree you can put any
And we are much closer than we were last month.
We're really inching forward.
They have 60 days to respond to our original. So we're on the docket, if you will.
Okay. Thank you. So we did a roll call vote in the BA report. We're moving on to committee reports. The first committee report is Facilities and Finance. Kevin Malloy is the chair of that committee. And Mr. Malloy, would you please give us a report on the activities of your committee?
Certainly. Thank you. The Finance and Facilities Committee did not have a committee meeting since our last public meeting. However, we have been in touch with various critical items, and a lot of the stuff that we're going to be seeing tonight is follow-up on prior public meetings and other items. There are over 70 committee items that I'm going to seek a motion on tonight, so I'm going to try and get through them in a lucid yet expedient manner. This is just a little bit too much to do extemporaneously, so I've got some notes prepared, so you'll forgive me. You'll notice one of the key items is that we are looking for a one-month extension for the Lebanon Borough Shared Services Agreement for business office only. This has been previously discussed and approved by the board. What that means is all services other than the business office on a shared services basis with Lebanon will cease on June 30 at the expiration of the annual agreement. Likewise, we are terminating the agreement with Clinton Glen Gardner for shared services for use for grounds and facilities as of June 30th of this year. I believe that was...
I just wanted to interject that both Clinton Glen Gardner and Lebanon Borough those districts approached us.
Correct.
To discontinue the agreement. This is something that they wanted to move forward, and we are just agreeing to a timeline and moving it a little bit ahead.
Correct. Thank you, Dr. Clark, for that.
Thank you.
There are several motions to authorize participation in certain collective purchasing cooperatives. This allows the district to do things like bid on bulk items in a cooperative, which is more cost-effective, paper towels, things of that nature. There are a couple of resolutions to participate in a coordinated transportation services program with Hunterdon ESC and Warren County Special Services School District. This allows us to take advantage of coordinating our routes with other school districts. We've been doing it now for a while with ESC, but the Warren County Special Services School District is new. By way of explanation, what this does is if there is at some point during the year a student that needs transportation who is not on Heather, please correct me where I go wrong here, that's not on an existing route, we have the ability to coordinate with other districts for the routing to get that child where they need to go. So we have added some idea grant applications. Normally those would be later in the year. However, the tentative deadline for applications has been moved up, hence they are on the Facilities and Finance Committee agenda tonight. We also have some contracts with Hunterdon County ESC and for textbooks, nursing, and IDEA grants we receive on behalf of non-public schools that we have. We've done it for years. We've coordinated the services. It's not new, but it does renew in July. We've received the contracts, so we must vote on these contracts tonight. There is a renewal for DelVal services. We are renewing that, correct, Heather? That's a maintenance vehicle. Shared services for maintaining vehicles. We've done that for a while now. We don't really utilize it that much. There are some capital reserve transfers for year-end. As most of you folks know, the board's financial year ends on June 30th, so these items must be voted on and approved this evening. There is item 204, the contract with RK Environmental for the completion of our AHERA and Right to Know surveys as required by law. This is also a renewal. On the May agenda, if you look at item 205, on the May agenda, the board appropriated extraordinary aid funds to fund 12. Our auditor has asked us to change that account from building to equipment. This is simply an amendment to that motion. Item 206 is, if you look, there is a word on the self-insured or the insurance fund. We are in the middle of a three-year property casualty services arrangement. We participate in something called the ERIC subfund. This is simply a renewal of that. Items 207 to 241 are a specific group of motions related to special services and out-of-district placement needs for those children who require it. The thought process here is to, it's fairly standard actually, is to put as many of these motions as possible that we can anticipate for a given year into this session for voting on the board and effective document keeping and financial record keeping. Looking looking forward, items 242 and 243 relate to a contract the district has entered into for a parental agreement for a child requiring out-of-district placement. It was determined mutually, I believe, that it would be better and more better for all parties involved and more cost-efficient for this parent to provide their own child transportation to and from school out-of-district. This is something that actually will work out better for all parties involved and financially for the district. And items 245 through 251 are transportation motions. And as looking at them, they are routing motions. As we finish our routing systems for the coming school year, the first two motions you'll see are transportation motions to create routes for extended school year in our kindergarten students. And there are motions, for other routing involved for the rest of the school year. We did have a contract with EarthSpec signed. You will notice item 248. I bring special attention to that because it talks about a route efficiency optimization study for $11,500. That study is not an annual study, but is usually conducted about every 4 to 5 years as shifting demographics in the district would warrant. I would also point out... Sorry about that. I would also point out that the way that, and I'm going to give a lot of credit to our business administrator, the routing systems here, which are designed to improve efficiencies and make the overall transportation experience a little more convenient, have also had the added benefit of saving the district dollars. We are looking at about $6,800 in routing, or $9,800 total routing. This is a fairly material, it's a five-figure savings. Over the prior year. So I know that there'll be a lot of discussion on these items, but I do seek a motion on facilities and finance action items FF180 through FF252.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Ms. McLaughlin, second by Mr. McTiernan. Any discussion on the facilities and finance action items?
I have a question. On action item 215, is that rate correct? For a personal aid?
Yes, it is.
What's the discrepancy between action item 227? Is that just the facility?
That's correct.
Designates the rate?
That's correct.
That's one thing I didn't talk about. I'm sorry about that. When you're talking about out-of-district tuition, those rates are beyond our control. Is that what you're referring to?
It's not a tuition rate. It's
okay.
An aid rate.
Okay.
Which seems extraordinary.
It includes all that rate. They include all the benefits. Everything is charged back to the district for Morris Union Jointure.
So that's salary and benefits?
Does does not include
everything.
Excluded of tuition. So tuition is above and beyond this,
right.
Correct?
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay.
It is very specialized. The person has extensive training in ABA. Applied behavioral analysis, as well as a number of other areas. And Morris Union does that detailed training for us.
I have one on RK Environmental. Mrs. Spitzer, what does RK do for us? What is their role? I know we've used them in the past, and we've also had another environmental firm, but could you just describe what RK does for the board?
RK Environmental, by law, we are required in any of our buildings that have asbestos in them. Those are our older buildings. They're all encapsulated and they are safe. But the purpose of RK Environmental is they do what an AHERA report is they come in and ensure that all of our areas that have asbestos are encapsulated and are safe. It's every 6 months they come in and do an inspection. These inspections are only required at Spruce Run and PMG. I'm sorry, I apologize. Spruce Run in Round Valley. PMG was built after the fact. Sorry, we're losing our skirt, it appears.
The skirt on the table.
Oh, sorry.
For those listening.
Just for clarification on the audio.
And they also do what's known as a right-to-know survey. So they come into the building every summer, in all of the buildings, all four of the buildings, and they evaluate our chemical list and ensure that we are in compliance with what we can and cannot have in the building. So that's a yearly contract. The AHERA is for two buildings, and the right-to-know survey is for all four buildings.
Okay, thank you. Any additional discussion on the facilities and finance action items? There's no rush. Anybody has any questions?
So there's just a quick question about the cafeteria renewal.
When is John, can you speak into the microphone? I'm sorry.
I'll just have to speak more loudly in the microphone. on the cafeteria renewal, when's the last time we bid those services, and do we have a...
You know what, John? That's my fault. I should have mentioned that in my discussion. We are in the second year of a three-year contract.
Ah, thank you.
The cafeteria, and forgive me for that, the annual rate for the second year is $225 on an annual basis, but it does not affect the school lunch prices.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
And actually, John, I think it was a year ago we bid that contract.
Okay, so
2 years.
It's really
fresh
then.
We're going into our third.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll bid it again next year. We're required to do so every 3 years under the accountability regulations.
I knew I was going to miss at least one. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
So on that contract, Mrs. Spitzer, do the rates change for lunch at this time or no?
No.
They do not.
Okay. Any additional discussion on facilities and finance action items?
I have a lunch-related question, although I'm not sure if it comes up here, but I know that we're going to be doing away with the Oscar program and using a newer system. Are we going to be rolling that out to parents prior to the school year to explain it?
Yes. As soon as we can get it up and running and the staff trained, we'll do a letter to the parents as well.
Okay. And what about the leftover money in the Oscar account? Do you get refunded? Does it get applied to the new account?
What we're working on right now is those parents who had students that graduated from the district and do not have any younger, what will happen is if there were, for eighth graders, if they had money in their accounts, we're right now working on identifying those students and sending parents letters. If they had another student in the district, we can transfer the funds or refund it. If they'd prefer to have it refunded, we could do so as well. If they had existing monies and they will be in the schools next year, we can roll it to the new system.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Any additional discussion on FF180 through FF252? Okay, we've had a motion, a second. We've had discussion. Can we have a roll call vote, Mrs. Spitzer?
Mrs. Cresti?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
All yes, motion carried.
Okay, moving on to personnel negotiations. Dan McTiernan is the chairman of this committee. Mr. McTiernan, could you please give us a report of the activities of your committee?
Sure. We have a couple of updates. We'll be presenting items PN246 through PN274. Additionally, I wanted just to make note is that our last meeting, if you note in here, we have a number of people that are being selected for positions, and that responsibility typically falls on the shoulders of the superintendent. Any individual making a staffing decision usually annoys more people than they please. And the reason for that is you have more applicants than you can fill the position with. And it was very interesting to note the number of teachers that attended our last meeting. And with the announcement of the new principal for the middle school, the number of teachers applauding and cheering the decision and selection of Judy, which I thought just was outstanding and a really nice thing to see. So you don't always get to please everybody, but sometimes you can please most of the people. And that was done. In addition to that, it's nice to see is that Kevin and Dr. Clark have already mentioned Dr. Tariff being selected here to help us with special education. If you look at some of the moves that are taking place in the Clinton Township School District, we're making some significant movement forward in changing some of the policies, practices, and procedures. And we're really looking to Dr. Tariff, who has some outstanding credentials, to come in and help us with special education, to get a good focus We'll be filling that position with a permanent person. We've got a number of candidates scheduled for interviews, I believe, starting tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have supervisor of instruction process moving forward. I put another ad out on Sunday, so we're still collecting resumes for the director of special services. Okay. So that'll probably be a little later in the summer.
So at a time when we know that the candidate pool for selecting candidates is diminishing within the state of New Jersey for senior positions in the administrative area, it's just very pleasing to see the reaction to our new principal, to see Dr. Tariff come on to help us with getting a new special education person on board, acclimated to policies, procedures, best practices that we can also implement within Clinton Township. You can see that Dr. Tariff's action item is PN 248. We're really looking forward to your coming in on a consulting basis. For the board, we have shared with the board is the agreement for the interim director of special services, which in this case is Dr. Tariff, with approval. There are two changes that I want to make sure that the board is aware of. Under paragraph number 2, titled certification, is that we have changed the certification language there. Is that some of the, what we had before is not appropriate. We'd be looking for certification as a school administrator, which Dr. Tariff has. Also on page 4, I think, of the, page 2 of the contract, under paragraph 6, work week. This is a 3-day work week assignment, and we did add some language in here that the 3 days will be as arranged by mutual agreement between the superintendent and Dr. Tariff, his employment here, for which days that he will come in and work on an as-needed basis as we prepare for the September school year. Also, you know, that's action item number 248. Action item 13, PN 249, also is the elimination of the treasurer's position. You may recall that we had a treasurer who retired back in November of 2012. At that time, the board had a discussion on a number of points on were we going to backfill that position, use that position, what were we going to do. Those responsibilities have been moved within the superintendent's office to different individuals, and at the, I guess, the recommendation of our auditor, we've decided to eliminate that position completely. So if we were to do a backfill or replace someone, that position would then have to be recommended to the board, receive board approval, and then go out for advertisements. But at this time, that position is now eliminated from the school district. Also note that we're eliminating the database manager systems analyst position. I believe that that position initially was vacated in 2011. Does anyone recall? 2012?
I think at the end of 12.
Also, we're eliminating that position. Those responsibilities are being rolled over into other positions in the administrative functions within the school systems also. We're also approving, and here's one of the positions coming in to take some of that database responsibility, the job description for the supervisor of instruction, data, and assessment. That is included in the packet for our approval here. Most of the position, we look at 252, 253, 254, 255, also 256, 257. These are all positions that we tend to utilize special people to come in and help us during the summertime for vacations, etc. Those are there. 257, excuse me, is some of the salaries retro pay for the district staff working under the agreement with our friends over in Lebanon Borough. Bear with me just one moment. PN 258 also is part of the interlocal agreements. Those, again, will be ending at the end of the coming month, the month of July. And, again, it, as our superintendent identified, that is at the request of those organizations, not at our request. We have Tim Jaw being approved summer help for the technology position that was approved by the board. That position and other positions have all been appropriately advertised. Where appropriate, that's qualified candidates are received. Those candidates have been interviewed, and a selection has been made. We've also got some teacher's assistants under PN 260 being approved. PN 261 is the staff to work as teacher's assistants. 262, you may notice one thing on 262 and some of the others, is that there is a parens language in here. that states, "To be adjusted upon settlement of negotiated agreement." As you may recall, we had set out with the association to do contract negotiations or our bargaining. Our intent on the school board and also the association's intent was to come to an agreement before the end of June when the current contract expires. So we are moving that agreement forward. It is now our hope and belief that we will come to an agreement by September of this year. We did have a small meeting of individuals representing the association and the board just to make sure that we're on a good page of communications. We do have a number of items to work through, but both the association and the Board of Education believe that we can do that with meetings in the month of July and to be scheduled in the month of August to be in a position where we can have the association present to their membership a contract, ideally for ratification in September. That negotiation agreement may potentially impact the monies that are here if those agreements were up or down, et cetera. Again, that'll be part of negotiations and agreements. So most of these positions, 263 to 264, 265, are all activities that take place in the summertime in preparation for the upcoming school year. 267, 268, 269, 270, 271, and 272 are also employment selections. That's the number of vacancies that we had at the to be filled at the end of the last school year for people leaving the district. 273, I think we covered, is the summer curriculum design will be taking place. Those are the individuals that will be doing that. And 274 is a change in the resignation date for Mary McLaughlin from July 15th to June 30th, 2013, at her request. So with that, I would submit those for board review and approval.
So moved.
We have a motion by Kevin Malloy.
Jump the gun.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. John Higgins? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on PN 246 through PN 274?
I had a question on 266. The golf club, is that a new activity?
It is not.
So did we offer that this year?
Yes, we did, and it was offered the year before, as I understand it, right?
It yeah. has been offered the last 3 years.
And did it run this year?
It did.
Okay.
Is it seventh, eighth grade?
Yes, it's a middle school, correct.
Okay. I noticed on PN 272 that Dee Dee Udovich, who's a long-time TA in the district, looks like she's getting her special education certification and picking up a maternity leave slot. I just wanted to note, it's nice to see somebody who's done a good job for us a long time have that opportunity to move up into that teaching position, and wish her the best of luck.
She's not been raised.
I have to say, it's one of the great joys of my job when I interview the candidates as I move them forward for recommendation to the board, to interview a candidate like Dee Dee who the smile on her face was so big, and she's so excited about working in the district that it was absolutely joyful to interview her and listen to all her exciting plans for her classroom and getting it ready and working in the school. This is exactly the kind of person that we want in Clinton Township. So it was very exciting and fun.
Any additional comment on the PNN action items? Seeing none, Mrs. Spitzer, can we have a roll call vote?
Ms. Cresti?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Moving on to the Policy and Curriculum Committee report. Rachel McLaughlin is the chairperson of that committee. Mrs. McLaughlin, could you please give us a report of the activities of your committee?
As you can see, there are none. No, just kidding.
Activities, not action items.
the Policy and Curriculum Committee met on June 18th for another very long meeting. We try every month to make it shorter, and we just like to talk, I think. We actually discussed several items that had already come up in different areas of the agenda. as action items. We spent time talking about the new position of Supervisor of Instruction Data and Assessment, and looking at the creation of the performance responsibilities for that position. We discussed the curriculum work that's going to be going on this summer and the teachers that you saw approved on the personnel negotiations list. We're looking to really solidify our writing program, and so we've had an opportunity to send some teachers to Columbia Teachers College. They are on the agenda for approval, but we have been waitlisted. So we are hoping that we have the opportunity to become what's called a project school, and hopefully they'll be able to come to Clinton Township and work with some of our teachers, or in addition to, some of those teachers may hopefully get into the courses over the summer. We spent some time talking about policies. Over the summer, we're going to be looking at some of our policies regarding buses as we bring in a new bus company. And one thing to note is that the election for school board candidates moved from April until November. And as a result, if you were interested in becoming a school board candidate, you had to put in all the necessary paperwork in June. And as a result, that's 4 months prior to the election. And so statewide, the amount of candidates that have decided to become school board members has declined. And so the state is looking at moving that date closer to the election. And so if they do decide to move the election petition deadline closer to the fall, then we would look at looking at our bylaws for reorg. So we'll be looking at that closely over the summer. And other than that, that pretty much sums it up.
If I could just tack on for a second, I'm on that committee as well, policy and curriculum. And as it worked out tonight, a lot of the items that we spoke about in committee, they turn up on the board agenda as facilities and finance and personnel and negotiations action items, and that's sometimes how it happens. Something might be discussed in committee, but if it relates to a contract or a purchase, it might show up in a different area. Same for P&N. There could be a position that we talk about or a purchase of curriculum materials, textbooks, but you sometimes will see those show up in other areas. And what happens is we discuss those items with Dr. Clark, and the committee makes a recommendation to that other committee. For example, purchase of textbooks. You might see P&C recommend to Facilities and Finance that we buy social studies textbooks, and then it shows up as a Facilities and Finance action item. So just a little behind baseball on how the board committees work. Okay, there are no action items to move in policy and curriculum. We're moving on to communications. Mrs. Grant is absent tonight, so Mrs. McLaughlin has volunteered to report on the actions of the Communications Committee.
It's me again. the Communications Committee did not meet this month. However, we are working on a survey that is gathering information on what types of information community members would like to read in the Clinton Township newsletter. And once that data has been received, it closes at the end of this month, we will begin making appropriate changes to the Clinton Township newsletter that people have shared with us. One thing I did mention to Mrs. Grant, and I'm going to bring it to the board, is that I was wondering if possibly we could send out an e-blast reminding the community that this survey is coming to a close, and we would welcome their input, just so they're aware that, you know, they have a few more days.
We can send an e-blast to our parent community.
To our, yeah.
Right. I absolutely can do that.
And then maybe just if we put something on the website, then maybe those community members that check into our website would also have access.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of the information that we get in the survey, we will be meeting in the month of July to begin working on the website, and information will be provided at the next meeting when we have heard what the community would like to see in our newsletter. And that is the report for Mrs. Grant.
Thank you again. At this time, we're going to move on to old business. This is for members of the Board of Education. Does anybody have any old business that you would like to bring up before the board? Any old business? Seeing none, we're moving on to new business. Also for members of the Board of Education, is there any new business that a board member would like to bring up?
I have one new business item. It's informal, but some of us get so caught up in the business of doing the board, we forget our sentimentality. But It has been pretty much a year. Beginning on July 1, it will be 1 year since our new superintendent, Drew Clark, came to join us in Clinton Township. I think it's been a fantastic year. I would be remiss if I didn't recognize Heather Spitzer and her contributions over the past 12 months. So I think we've got a fantastic team. We had a great year. I'm looking forward to many, 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 many more years with you guys. But I just didn't want to let the occasion go unnoticed. So thank you all for a great year of work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I know I can say it's been a great year. Busy, 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 but great. There's great staff and a great board who's worked really hard to move and change direction. And I have to say I'm very proud to be working in Clinton Township.
We're proud to have you here.
Amen.
When it's busy, it makes it seem like it goes fast, right?
It does.
And we're looking
it does.
Forward to your next 10 years.
I probably should have addressed it in P&M, but in new business, I just wanted to welcome Dr. Tariff as our interim director of special services. We voted on that motion a minute ago, so I want to thank you for coming, Dr. Tariff, and we look forward to working with you.
My pleasure. I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome to Clinton Township.
He's already getting acclimated on Thursday. So.
Okay. All right.
He's going to hit the ground running.
All right.
Being buried on Thursday.
Great. Well, good luck. Thank you again. Okay. Any more items of new business for members of the board? Okay. Seeing none, we're moving on to the second recognition of the public. It's an additional opportunity for a member of the public to speak before the Board of Education. You can speak on any topic. Just approach the mic and tell us who you are and where you live.
Hello, Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive.
cannot speak.
That's okay.
I don't know. Is that on?
Yeah.
I just haven't tried it.
I was just wondering, the survey you mentioned, I have zero clue of which you speak of, and I just looked on the website really quickly because I like to consider myself relatively informed and check the website regularly, and I can't find it. Like, I looked at the hot topics, I looked at the main page, I don't see it.
You know, I'm not sure it's on the website right now. It was for parents. We ran it for parents for a number of months, and then we just renewed it for the community members in the last Clinton Township newsletter, because we heard that a number of the community outside of the schools did not have an opportunity to respond, so we extended it. But I'll send it out in the e-blast again tomorrow and put it on the website for you.
I also think sometimes they get embedded into those Friday Fast Facts. You know, whether you get the spruce one,
I know it was in principal updates a couple of times and a variety of places, but I'll send it out again tomorrow, so.
Because, not blog, whatever you want to call it, it would be helpful if, when you have those things that have, like those as a whole, hey, because I know I'm probably more active at looking at the thing than a lot of the other parents I know, with especially more the one kid in the school. And it's just sort of like it gets swept behind them.
So, are you suggesting putting it in?
Not hot topics, but like when you open it, it says kind of like you come to Clinton Township. It says the news
on the
stuff
main
that's
page.
Going on, and like the last, what is it? The main page. It has stuff that's like from people almost. Like,
okay, so
I would almost rather see that updated more with the information. Like, kind of just throw it at people because. You know, if I don't see it, if it's like in this link that's on three pages away from where I need to be, I might find it or I might be able to, you know, search for it. But, you know, like the transportation email that you just sent out, what was it, a month or two ago that we changed to, that's still on the main page of important. You know, I feel like, you know, try and get everything out.
Update the main page.
Because,
okay.
You know, I want to hear about what's going on. I want to see more than just like the little, like not just the big stuff, but little stuff too is great too.
What do you rely on, Mrs. Brennan, primarily? Is it the superintendent blast, the newsletter?
You know, I don't think I've been getting, I don't know if I haven't been getting them because the only ones I get are from the principal. I don't think,
I put the superintendent little update in the principal blasts
because I feel that everybody's reading those. Mm-hmm. So if I put the note in there, everybody sees it.
Yeah, and I see that, but it would be great just to see also, because sometimes I have it as a bookmark. I'll just, I'm bored, I'll click the page to come up to see it, mm-hmm. and whatever kind of, if I have a couple seconds to read it real quick, that's what I do. I do the Friday facts. I feel like the virtual backpack has gotten completely lost because of its movement from the Friday fun facts principal email. Because what they used to do, or at least first run used to do, was mm-hmm. she would have the whole information, and then there would be a big stack of these were the most recent mm-hmm. virtual backpack additions. Like, it would continue up as the year got longer, mm-hmm. but it was nice to be able to see.
Attached to the principals?
It was at the bottom
report.
Of the principals. Sort of like right below where the calendar is now.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of, hey, here's what's been added to the virtual backpack. And I went, oh, there it is. And because now for me to go on and specifically go to the virtual backpack and then weed through, like, the first top quarter, which is about, like, the New Jersey, like, the construction they've been working on mm-hmm. and a bunch of stuff that is great and informational, but I really want to, like, I feel like I'm missing flyers and other stuff that we're not, because they're not going home through the backpack. I try and keep up, but mm-hmm. it is hard. Good. And I also, a little plug, our school is doing, we've been doing for a while, box tops, but a lot of people don't know about it, so there's a flyer on the virtual backpack now. I just wanted to say that so that maybe people realize that I am actually now coordinating it, so we want to get that for our schools.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Can I ask you a quick follow-up question? Do you follow us on Twitter?
We lost our Twitter account, so I have to get it.
You gotta get it
going. Can't we
go in again? We lost it.
I will follow Facebook.
Yeah, we lost it.
Ah, there you go.
Facebook page. There you go. There's your summer project.
Yeah. Thank you. That was helpful.
So, just to follow up on the survey, should we put the survey on under headlines and features? Would that be a good place to put it?
That main page
mm-hmm. is what, you know, when you open it up,
yeah,
and it has headlines. All the newest information. Well, it's supposed
right.
to have the newest information.
That says headlines
yeah.
and features.
I think it has to be added to each page. I don't think
when you open up the home website, headlines and features comes up.
Yeah, that's the one that I feel like mm-hmm. should get the features off. Like, I feel like you go up and
so if there's an open survey, have
well,
it remain on there.
Well, one of the next things yeah. that we're working on is a little job description for a webmaster to be constantly updating that because it's a big job to update all those pages. So we thought that might be a good stipend position. And we added it in the last budget. So we're going to get that job description, and hopefully in September we'll have a webmaster kind of relieve our secretaries from a little bit of that, too, and our principals.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Brenner. Okay, moving on. We're going to have an executive session tonight, so we're going to read this executive session comment. Then the board is going to retire to executive session. When we come out of executive session, there will not be any action taken. So you all are welcome to stay, but there will be no action taken other than adjourning the meeting. Hint, hint. So at this time, Heather, would you please read the executive session comment?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Publics Meeting Act, NJSA 10:4-6, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4 10:4-12B sets forth 9 types of matters that may be lawfully discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any collective bargaining agreement or the terms and conditions of which are proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement, including negotiation of terms and conditions with employees or representatives of employees of the public body. The collective bargaining contract discussed is between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association. And whereas the length of executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the Board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reasons for confidentiality no longer exists. Action will not be taken upon return.
Okay, the time is 8:40. Board members, those of you in favor of going into executive session? I'm not doing this right.
Can you need a move and... A motion, please.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We are now in executive session at 8:40.
Thank you, Mrs. President.